All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The college football season got going last Friday in New Zealand, where the California Golden Bears got the best of the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors by the score of 51-31. Now, of course, there's going to be more action tonight and Friday night as well, but there are some key games on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday that I will be discussing right now. And I want to get things started with a big one down in Houston, Texas, this Saturday afternoon at 12 noon Eastern. You have the third-ranked Oklahoma Sooners out of the Big 12 Conference rolling into town to take on the 15th-ranked Houston Cougars, who are from the American Athletic Conference. And this could potentially be a Big 12 Conference matchup this time next season. Now, you look at this Oklahoma team, and you look at what they are coming back from and what they're trying to build off of. This was an Oklahoma team that went 11-2 last year. They won the Big 12. They got to the college football playoff. And then, of course, they lost to Clemson in the Orange Bowl. But you look at two of the keys from Oklahoma's team last year that will be back once again this year. And I'm talking about quarterback Baker Mayfield and running back Samaje Perine. And they will definitely keep this Houston Cougars defense on their toes. You look at the running ability of Perine, and like I said before, this is a very tough guy to tackle because he is very thick in the lower body. And you look at the playmaking ability of Baker Mayfield, as he is a guy that can pass and throw, and he is a logical candidate to win the Heisman Trophy this year. Now, Houston also has a Heisman Trophy quarterback as far as a candidate this year in Greg Ward Jr. And this is a guy, he has all of the tools to be the American Athletic Conference Player of the Year. And he's going to have to put this Houston team on his back in order for them to pull off the upset at NRG Stadium in Houston. But I'm going to take Oklahoma in this one by the score of 37-27. Now, moving along later in the afternoon on Saturday, you have the UCLA Bruins out of the Pac-12 Conference making the trek to College Station, Texas, to take on the Aggies of Texas A&M. And this is a showcase game for both conferences. You look at the Pac-12 and, of course, the SEC, and they are two of the marquee conferences in the nation. Now, you look at UCLA sophomore quarterback Josh Rosen. He had a solid freshman campaign, and he is looking to avoid that sophomore jinx. And this UCLA offensive line is going to have to protect him from Aggies defensive end Miles Garrett, who a lot of people are already projecting as the first overall pick in next year's NFL draft. This will be the first start for Trevor Knight at quarterback for Texas A&M. Of course, he got his collegiate career going a few years ago at Oklahoma before transferring, as it did not work out for him there. And I look at this game, and it's going to be a very intense battle. But I'm going to take the Aggies at home in this one by the score of 34-28. Now, another game between marquee conferences. You have the fifth-ranked LSU Tigers out of the SEC traveling to Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, to take on the Wisconsin Badgers out of the Big Ten. Now, of course, a lot of people feel that LSU has what it takes to win a national championship, and they also are a team that has that Big Ten conference, the old-school Big Ten conference, 3 yards and a cloud of dust mentality. Why? Because their head football coach, Les Miles, played under Bo Schembechler and coached under Bo Schembechler at Michigan. But you look at this LSU offense led by Leonard Fournette. He is a one-man wrecking crew, and I guarantee you this Wisconsin defense is going to have their hands full for the entire game. LSU simply has the better athletes. Wisconsin does have the heart, but I'm going to take the Bayou Bengals and this one by the score of 31-17. Now, at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, you have the 18th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs taking on the 22nd-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels. It's the first game for Kirby Smart as the head football coach at Georgia, and he has a big list of expectations to live up to as he replaces Mark Richt, who had a tremendous run at Georgia for the past 15 years. And although this game is being played in Atlanta, which is right in the backyard of the Dogs, it has not always gone well for Georgia at the Georgia Dome. I mean, they've had their hiccups in the SEC championship game. They also lost a kickoff classic at the Georgia Dome a few years ago to Boise State. So it's not a guarantee that they're going to go out there and win this game. But for Georgia, you look at some of the keys in this contest. You look at Kirby Smart, like I said, in his first game. You look at Grayson Lambert, the veteran quarterback, and, of course, Nick Chubb at running back. And I guarantee you, make no mistake about it, just like Georgia was able to run the football effectively and consistently under Mark Richt, you have to expect more of the same coming from this Georgia team right now under Kirby Smart. Now, talking about running the football, you look at North Carolina and their running back, Elijah Hood. And if it wasn't for the contributions that Dalvin Cook had last year at Florida State, we might be talking about Elijah Hood as the best running back in the ACC. Now, for Larry Fedora and his crew, they got to the ACC championship game last year, and they gave Clemson all that they could handle. And Fedora wants to get back to that ACC championship game this year and ultimately win it. But first and foremost, he wants to step out of conference here and get a marquee win for his program against a power conference school such as Georgia. But I think Kirby Smart is out there to prove something in his first game, and I'm going to take Georgia at the Georgia Dome by the score of 27-23. Now, moving along with the slate of games, there's a big one Saturday night at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And you have the 20th-ranked USC Trojans out of the Pac-12 Conference taking on the number one-ranked team in the land and the defending national champions in the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, this is the Lane Kiffin Bowl as far as I'm concerned, because right now Lane Kiffin is Alabama's offensive coordinator. And remember, it wasn't that long ago that Kiffin was fired as USC's head football coach. And on top of that, a lot of the talent that's on this team, Kiffin did recruit to Los Angeles. And I guarantee you, Kiffin has poured his soul over the past few months to Alabama head coach Nick Saban, talking about the strengths and weaknesses on some of USC's key players. Now, Clay Helton, this is his first go around as USC's head coach. Of course, he was the interim coach for the second half of 2015, and he was able to get USC to the Pac-12 championship game. But now he is running the show, and although he's running the show now, the pressure is still on because it is USC, and he has a new athletic director that he has approved himself to, as Pat Hayden has stepped down. Max Brown will get his first start at USC as a quarterback, as he is replacing Cody Kessler, who is now with the Cleveland Browns. But he does have playmakers around him on the offensive side of the football, and he must find a way to get the football to wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster along with running back Ronald Jones. But on the flip side, Alabama still has some playmakers. You look at this defense led by defensive tackle Richard Williams. Cooper Bateman is going to get his first start of 2016 in this contest. Of course, you look at last year, it was a little bit of back and forth at first between Cooper Bateman and Jacob Coker before Nick Saban settled on Coker. Now it's Bateman's show to run for the Crimson Tide. I think USC, they're a big underdog in this game. Alabama's favored by 11.5, but USC is going to put up a bigger fight than most people expect. But I'm still going to take Bama in this one by the score of 31-27. Also on Saturday, it's a battle of the Tigers, as you have the second-ranked Clemson Tigers out of the ACC traveling the Jordan-Hare to take on the Auburn Tigers out of the SEC. And Auburn is looking to bounce back. They were bowl eligible. They did make a bowl game last year, but they still finished in last place in the SEC West. And that gives you an idea of how difficult things can be in that conference. And a big part of Auburn's struggles last year was their inconsistency at quarterback. Now, Gus Malzahn has decided on quarterback Sean White to be his starter this year, and it's going to be interesting to see if there will be some different results for this Auburn offense. But you look at this Clemson team, they were very close to winning the national championship last year. They went 14-1 under head coach Dabo Sweeney, and they have what it takes to get back there and win it. Of course, it helps that you have a playmaker like Deshaun Watson at quarterback, and of course, a wide receiver such as Martavis Scott that can catch the football, and Wayne Gallman, who can not only catch the football, run the football, and he's also a pretty good blocker. Clemson simply has better athletes right now than Auburn. Thus, I'm going to take the Tigers by the score of the Clemson Tigers by the score of 41-27. Now, on Sunday night, the 10th-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish traveled to Austin, Texas to take on the Texas Longhorns. And you look at this game, and there will be a revenge factor for Texas. These two teams opened 2015 in South Bend, and Texas was embarrassed by the score of 38-0. Now, Texas is a much better team right now this time around under head coach Charlie Strong. He's in his third year in Austin, and typically in his third year, he really gets to get that flow going for his program. Malik Jefferson, you look at his playmaking ability at linebacker, and we still have no word as to whether it's going to be Shane Buechel or Tyrone Swoops at quarterback for Texas, but I guarantee you there's going to be more flow to this Texas offense this year. Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly is dealing with a ton of suspensions on his team right now. He still has Malik Zaire and Deshaun Kaiser at quarterback, and he's talked about flip-flopping between the two of them, and at some point Kelly is going to have to settle on one quarterback, but I guarantee you Notre Dame is favored in this game. Texas is going to be very tough to beat, and I think they're a Big 12 sleeper this year, and I think Texas comes out in this game extra motivated, and I think they upset Notre Dame by the score of 30-24. And finally, on Monday night in Orlando, it's the 11th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels taking on the Florida State Seminoles. And you look at both of these teams last year, they made New Year's Six bowl games. Clemson is looking to build, Ole Miss is looking to build off of their Sugar Bowl berth. You look at what Hugh Freeze has done down there with that program. He has a veteran quarterback in Chad Kelly, who is going to keep this Florida State defense on their toes. Now, Jimbo Fisher, it doesn't seem like it, but he's been the head coach of Florida State for some time now. No Sean McGuire at quarterback, and that is really going to hurt his offense against a very experienced Ole Miss team. Thus, I'm going to take the Rebels to go basically on the road here and get the victory by the score of 31-21. So, folks, those are my key games for the first weekend in college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and they had plenty of fun and excitement this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn, and you can expect more of the same heading into 2017. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.